This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomalid Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, baboons, chimps, bonobos, other mammals, albatrosses, birds, frogs, snails, fish, slugs, snakes, or geckos. I hate geckos. As does God. It's in the Bible. Pretty sure. Anyway. Are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomal the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomal, the Stupenderific. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomal the Destroyer. Shut up, fire truck! Stupid monkeys driving by, got their stupid sirens on when I'm trying to record podcasts. I hope that didn't pick up in the mic too badly, but God, so annoying. Like, hey, look at me, I'm a monkey driving a big red truck. I want everyone to know I'm coming and make them get out of my way, so I'm gonna play a siren like I was important or something. Stupid monkeys. Anyways, where was I? You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomal the Destroyer, but if not, first of all, you suck as much as the monkeys with the sirens on their trucks. And shame on you. And second of all, I suppose you can catch yourself up at ZomalTheDestroyer.com. Well, let's see here. Speaking of stupid local monkeys, the local monkeys are having a vote about whether they should raise taxes to fund more bonuses for the monkeys who run the bus system to go on vacation to Hawaii or not. I mean, they insist that it's all about providing better service and all that jazz. But history shows what they mean by better service is that the bureaucrats are getting bigger expense accounts. Clearly, the only sane way to vote is against such a thing for a multitude of reasons. Number one, getting bigger bonuses and more money to pilfer will make the bureaucrat monkeys happy. And you know how us iguanas feel about making monkeys happy. Sure, there's far more monkeys who will be unhappy about increased taxes, so in theory, supporting yes means more human misery. But an ounce of happy outweighs a ton of misery in the human department. Therefore, one must vote no to prevent those ounces of happy. Plus, voting no will piss off all the hipster loser monkeys living in their mom's basement who have to take the bus to try and visit the hooker to get laid. So, you don't want to make them happy. You gotta vote no in order to make them miserable. Number two. Increased taxes cuts into our pet monkey's disposable income, which could mean they'll spend less on iguana treats. This is unacceptable. And number three. See, the yes side is saying voting yes supports public transit, which in theory reduces greenhouse gases and therefore fights global warming. Bad. Bad, bad, bad monkeys. This means that the yes side is directly interfering with iguanid plans to foster global warming in order to install the new sorocracy with us iguanas taking over and running things. Screw them. Clearly, the only iguana-friendly acceptable way to vote is a big fat no. Anyway. So my pet monkey Georgie's voting package came in the mail. See, the monkeys are too lazy to go vote in person on this one, so it's a mail-in ballot. Knowing that Georgie might screw this one up and vote the wrong way, I took the liberty of voting no for her. I signed her name and scribbled her birth date on the middle envelope, and I dropped it in the mailbox. Well, okay, I had Hoppy do some of that because, you know, stupid monkeys had not one, not two, but three envelopes you had to lick shut and put one inside the other. Naturally, I got my frog slave Hoppy to slobber them shut for me because I ain't getting no paper cuts on my tongue. And I had bear shit to do, but Hoppy assured me that he did indeed go down to the mailbox and put it in the mailbox so that it got mailed. you know. And I kind of believe Hoppy on this one. He knows where the mailbox is. And he understands the importance of appeasing the Messiah, that being me. So, anyways, that was like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. Yesterday, Georgie starts complaining she hasn't gotten her voting thing. I told her I already took care of that for you.
Zomo, how dare you? We've been over this before. You're not allowed to tamper with voting stuff. That's illegal.
And I remind her that, yes, we have been over this before. And as I told her the last time, ain't nothing in either the Criminal Code of Canada or the Elections Act that says it's illegal for an iguana to tamper with anything. It's only voter fraud if a person does it. And anyways, I was giving her the benefit of the doubt that she might be smart enough to understand the importance of voting no and telling those transit chimps to stuff it up their asses and learn to live within their current budget and revenue and, you know, make sure that they don't try to stop global warming. Well, obviously, if I honestly thought she was smart enough to get it right, I wouldn't have needed to vote on her behalf. But, you know, it seemed like a good time to lie about that and make it sound like I didn't think she's an idiot chimp. After all, she was already an angry chimp. Hey, in other plebiscite news, I phoned my local chimp mayor, and I yelled at him. I let him know my displeasure at the plebiscite, and that I was very disappointed in him for supporting the yes side. Well, the mayor apologized profusely, but he didn't actually agree to change sides. And for that, I told Hoppy to tell the other frogs to go borrow a bunch of chicken eggs from the local supermarket and huck them at the mayor's house and at City Hall. And do this daily until I decide to forgive the mayor. Of course, it only lasted a couple days before all the local supermarkets were in on high alert for gangs of bullfrogs coming in and stealing eggs. But you know, in those couple days, my retarded frog disciples managed to do about $50,000 worth of damage between the mayor's house and City Hall. Not bad. Not bad. And I also made it clear to the mayor that if he wants Iggy to swim in the water feature pond thing at City Hall this summer, which he always seems so enthusiastic about every year, he'd better change his tune on the plebiscite or else I'm boycotting. I'll just go swim in the fountains of some of the local condo buildings. Because at least one of them is a lot closer to Georgie's house than City Hall anyway, so I don't have to walk so far. Stupid mayor probably thinking Iggy's going to forgive and forget come July, but I ain't having it. Time for me to have a nap. Dream about stupid mayor getting voted out next election and replaced with someone more pliable and iguana-friendly and this idiot mayor having to go get a job at McDonald's and ask, well, not me, because, you know, I don't eat French fries, but, you know, he can ask Georgie if she'd like fries with her burger. That's about what he's qualified to do if he disagrees with me. Anyways, talk at you eggs next week. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them profoundly. You gotta nip that shit in the bud. You teach them who's boss. You teach them that you're the alpha. You're the iguana. They're not allowed to snoop through your stuff in your iTunes. Even if it's on their computer, it's your stuff. And then afterwards, when you're done being the crap out of them, you can just go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes there, or stream it, or whatever. Anyways, talk at you eggs next week. Remember to vote no on the local Vancouver plebiscite if you live in this area. Don't leave it to your humans to make that decision. They'll just screw it up. Anyways, bye.